It's the Rational Heads podcast. It's the Anfield Rap Review show with Dan Morgan, with Neil Atkinson, with Sean Rogers to review and to analyse Arsenal 3, Liverpool 2. Neil, at the very top, we'll go with when the team sheet drops. I think that the obvious question was, Rangers a practice run at this now in hindsight? We thought, I think it's fair to say that we wouldn't see that, and we'd see a revert to the 4-3-3 for this one on the last show. So there's a question there around how this system works against a 4-2-3-1 that's top of the Premier League over quite a badly set up 5-4-1 in the SPL. The jump in quality there is obvious, but did you think it was brave for him to go with it again for this game?
I think it was brave. I think in the context of it, though, like everyone I sort of was speaking to beforehand, or speaking to Jono, or speaking to a couple of other people, I was with Steve, and everyone was like, yeah, all right then. If you know what I mean, it wasn't one of them where it felt mad, and it also felt like a bit of a statement of, you know, we back the boys, we back ourselves, and, you know, a bit of confidence. And I think you've got to remember that in the, you know, if we are going to criticise it. And for me, the first half is just a great example of effectively where, you know, you can talk about a lot of ins and outs, but if in actual moments, in split seconds, your footballers are doing dreadful things, it becomes difficult to sort of to separate that, to divorce that from the overall sort of structural thing that you're trying to achieve and that you're going for. And in the first half, you know, by the end of that first half, I think right up until the moment at which the ball leaves Shimikas's foot, he's absolutely vindicated in selection and approach, I think, because to being able to wrestle control of the game. So I was surprised by it, but I wasn't negatively shocked. And on the day itself, as it was leading up, I was thinking more and more he might do not necessarily absolutely unchanged, but something quite like it. And, you know, he finds himself, I think, therefore, I think I can imagine how that sort of conversation's come about, that he's ended up at that point internally through talking. But it was a surprise, but it wasn't, you know, as I say, I didn't think, oh my God, this is utterly irresponsible. And then when you see their team, and it's easy, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm being rude about Arsenal in any way, not least because they've just beat us, and I think on the balance of the game, they deserve to win in the end. But there's a lot of them carrying Martin Odegaard around that pitch, and he's worth it for the moment, to some instance. But it really was, you know, they really were quite a classic sort of 4-2-3-1, and whatever we are, whichever way you want to number it, that meant that the midfield battle became, in my mind, you'd feel like you were outnumbered in midfield. And for the first, you know, from effectively minute 10 until minute 43, I didn't feel like we were outnumbered in the midfield, and that might have been part of his decision making that leads him to go with what he goes with.